Blog Talk Radio.
We don't push it. Yeah.
Welcome to the Show Up Show featuring Donna Light and Paratagliante on Blog Talk Radio. Join us on Wednesday mornings at 11 Eastern and show up, no pressure, but here we go.
No pressure.
Woo-hoo.
Oh,
no
yeah.
Pressure.
And here we go. Yeah.
It's the Show Up Show, everybody. We're showing up today. How's everybody out there?
Awesome. I just envisioned everybody being like, yeah, we're good. We're awesome. Woo-hoo. So.
Sound effect.
Oh, yeah. Clapping. I could play that loud. Dude. Donna, I didn't even know last week, like, you guys, everybody listening, I just want to apologize because I did not realize just how loud that sheep baa sound was. And, like, usually when you do sound effects and stuff like that, you actually do something that's called, like, mastering or normalizing it so that you get all the sound, no matter what clip you're playing, to kind of play at the same level as everything else. And I did not do that. I didn't even think to do it. And that, I mean, I tried listening to that show in my headphones, and it would be really, our speaking voices would be really low. And then all of a sudden,
yeah, didn't somebody text you and say that they flew like 4 feet off the toilet while they were listening? So, I mean,
yes.
So listeners, if you're out there sitting on the pot right now, you just better watch out because you never know what we're going to do. So be careful where you're listening.
Yeah.
We don't want any
yeah.
messes.
Yeah, totally. Like, and I just want to apologize to everybody that was, if you jumped 4 feet off the toilet, like I got a text message that said, hey, I just jumped 4 feet off my toilet. That first sheep really freaked me out. And, you know, like, if you got freaked out listening to our show, like, that was not the intention. Like, we just wanted to add some, like, sheep, you know, to the black sheep. But anyway, so, Donna, what are we talking about today? Let's change, you know, I'm done with my apologizing, okay?
Me too. Like, I want to just say, I just created a new offering for my clients around authentic marketing, and I'm just thinking the beginning of the show is like, this is us being totally authentic. We're actually talking about listeners in bathrooms. Like, so just the authenticness of being present. Like, anyway, I'm going to move out of that subject, out of the bathroom, and today we are talking about travel and the inspiration that travel can be for you, and actually having the excited living that you know is possible. And I'm always talking about little kids because they're so inspirational. Little kids, just you can take them anywhere, do anything, and life's totally an adventure. They're always growing. And travel seems to have some of that same energy. Get out of your comfort zone, and you start actually stepping into having the awareness of the magic that you and your body actually be. And you actually create your life. And so that is the topic for today. And I thought maybe we could, so we have a special guest. We'll be bringing her on in just a couple of minutes, but I thought maybe we could start off, Tara, by, for our listeners that don't know, Tara and I met.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she's in Florida right now, but she actually traveled through Colorado and ended up staying here for like a year, and that's how we met. She just was, posted in a Facebook group, hey, what's up, Colorado, I'm here. And I was like, that is a cool chick. I feel like that's like super brave to just pop into a place you don't know anybody and just like be like, what up? I want to play. Like, who's out there? And for me, I haven't really done that. I'm a mom, and since I've had kids, my life has been pretty grounded. And so it was really inspirational to me to meet you, Tara, just in this place of wonder. And you're from Florida, so there's so many magical things while you were here. Like, I just can tell a couple of memories, and then maybe you can talk a little bit about what that travel. And Colorado isn't the only place that you went, so maybe you can talk about your year or two of travel. But when one of my favorite memories of you, Tara, here is you know, I live in Colorado and it snows here, and I'm like, oh, God, it's snowing again. In fact, it's snowing right now, and I'm kind of excited about it, but not really. But you, Tara, you're just like, your eyes get huge, and you're like, oh, my God, it's snowing right now. You guys, don't you see, like, what you're just, like, so excited about it, because it's just so outside of the norm for you that it brings all this magic. And so there's that, and I remember one time being up in the mountains, and you were just like, oh, my God, look at the elk, and they're bugling. We're in the mountains. You guys, we're in the mountains. And it's like, when you get outside of your comfort, that's the capacity it has. So, Tara, talk about your travel adventures.
Last year, or, you know, maybe like a year and a half ago, I've always wanted to travel, and I just saw that I was working from home, and I had my computer plugged in, and I realized, I was like, I could actually get a laptop and work anywhere and just plug in and go. And so I offloaded all of my belongings. I gave it all away to a woman's charity here in South Florida. I can't remember the name right now. Oh, well, okay. So I gave it all away to a woman's charity, and I packed two suitcases, my car, and then I had a bunch of friends all over the United States that I just drove, and I went and took energy classes in different states with different facilitators, and I did energy work with different. I would make it a point everywhere I stayed, I would have to run bars with whoever was in that state, and then we'd take a selfie. Post it. Every single state sign or state line that I crossed, I would get out of my car, run up to the sign and take a selfie in front of it and post it or something like that. You know, I just made a really fun journey. I was afraid to. I had all kinds of fears coming up around even driving outside of the state of Florida by myself, because I was on the roads in the highway system alone. And all my friends were like, oh, be careful, or, you know, you got to watch out for this and that. And, you know, I drove during the day, and then around 6 or 7 o'clock, I would veer off and get a hotel or stop, or just plan it to be at my friend's house by dusk, so I wouldn't be driving at night. And everywhere I went, everybody was so friendly. No, I did not have, like, even in states where, you know, people are like, oh, that's a strict state or whatever, you know, be careful, you know, all that stuff that you hear. It was just like complete opposite to what anybody could have, like, quote unquote, warned me about. And I felt so at ease. I felt I was alone, so I got to do whatever the heck I wanted to do. I got to see everything that I wanted to see. You know, I would stop in and I would go to a restaurant of whatever state I was in and get, like, their, you know, certain states are famous for different kinds of foods. And I would just talk to the people about, hey, what's, like, really cool to see here while I'm here? What's really cool to eat here? And you know, Georgia, they're like, oh, you got to try the peach pie. You know, you got to try the peach, you know. You know, so I went all the way in Boulder, Colorado. So my target was to go to Boulder in that October time. And you guys had that flood. Like, there was a really big flood. So yeah. I was already on my way. And, I just want to acknowledge Heather Nichols. She, you know, was like, come out, come crash. Like, you know, we had this conversation about, she was like, hey, you know, you have Florida. I was out there for a convention in July, and I stayed with her at her house, and we had a conversation. She was like, you know, you have Florida and the beach, like, you're so lucky. And I was just like, dude, do you know how distracted I am by that? Like, I can just throw my shorts on and my slippies and run out to the beach anytime. I said, you guys have winter. I said, if I could hibernate for 6 months or however long you guys have winter, imagine how much further I would get in my business. And I said, that would be a huge, that would be great, you know, and she's like, come on out. So thus began, like, that journey. I told Heather, like, around the time that you guys had that flood, I was like, hey, listen, I was like, it seems kind of crazy there. I go, I'm going to stay out for another month. And that's when my friend Katie was just like, come stay with me. So instead of going out to Colorado from from Florida. I drove up the coast. I drove through New York. I stopped and saw friends there. I stayed in Connecticut for a month, and then I headed across the country. I drove all the way across the country through Chicago, through Omaha, Nebraska, and then down into Colorado.
One of the memories, or one of the things I remember when you were heading out of here that was really funny is you went through, I don't know, I think you were in the Bible Belt, you were down south, and you went to, I don't know if it was like a Cracker Barrel or it was some kind of restaurant that had some kind of controversy around serving gays. Like they weren't friendly was the report, and I remember you being like, okay, I'm going to go in there and check it out, and then being like, they were the nicest people. So it's like when you travel, it's like you have all these points of view, or you hear all, or it's funny to me that like people are like, be careful, be safe, so there's all these points of view about what travel is, and it's really wonderful and beautiful, Tara, that when you stepped out and actually did it, it actually blew up a lot of those erroneous points of view that you had heard, or you know what I mean? And you were just like totally supported. And what I want to say about that is that that's actually the magic of you. And I think it's really easy to get in your comfort zone and get in your like day-to-day job, and you sort of surround yourself with everything that's like quote-unquote comfortable. And then I think that seems to inhibit some kind of magic. It inhibits you from stepping into being the creation that you actually can be. And so, you know, and then I just have to say this, Tara, because this is the funniest memory I have. Like, Tara, I think I've only been to Florida once. And I'm going to come hang out with you because I think I'm going to try to be as brave as you are. But from what I hear, it's really different there. I know. But you, so Tara's here. She's used to it's like a totally different vibe there. And we are out having a work party at a local coffee house in Colorado, if you're not from here. It's like, Colorado is like a place where all people do here is have pot farms and breweries. That's pretty much all it is. And yoga. And like metaphysical, like yoga, like hippy-dippy people. That's kind of all. And then hikers, outdoors, people bike. It's snowing. I'm sure there's people out on their bikes right now here. But we're at this work party, this coffee house. We're trying to make a video, and like all these dudes with beards come in and banjos. And Tara's just like super, she's like, oh, all right. It starts grooving it out with us. It's like totally, like, I don't think that happens in Florida. And so I think you're like super brave. And I think it takes a tenacity to step out of your comfort zone into what you don't have any background knowledge or point of view about.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was definitely an eye opener. But what I noticed is that I had to kind of push the rumors or push the conventional wisdom like to the side and just be like, look, I'm here. What's the reality of it all? You know what I mean? And what would I like to create here? And you know, like on my way back to Florida, I actually drove through Missouri. And I had no idea that whole crazy thing with the Ferguson police and all that stuff was going on. I went to Missouri and got out and was doing selfies in front of the arch, like in the middle of this big controversy. And while people, so I was hashtagging, hey, I'm in Missouri. I was hashtagging the arches while everybody else is hashtagging this crazy story about Missouri. And I started getting people commenting on my stuff, like I looked at the hashtag of Missouri at that time and it had all these protesting things going on. And then there's my selfie in front of the arch, like, hey, look at me. Like, it was really interesting because,
Well, that's super cool. Cause it's like, the question I have about that is like, you know, what if you being there kind of, you know, clueless, but in the joy and the magic and the wonderment is actually like a total gift and creates a totally different possibility. Because what we do in this reality is when there's strife or when there's conflict, you know, we tend to focus heavily on it. And we think that we're actually changing the world by, you know, almost promoting it, you know, keeping the fire, like, you know, building the fire, feeding into it, talking about it. And it's like, what if you being there, being you, being excited and magical and actually created a totally, it's like, what if you're a total gift to the world? It's like that thing that Mother Teresa says, like, you know, if, you know, I can't remember the quote. This is terrible. I swear I was an English teacher at some point, but she said, what did she say to her? Something like, I don't fight Mother, for peace. I, something.
Like, I be it. Okay, no, let's just use Gandhi. It's much easier. Be the change you wish to see in the world. No, but I get it. It's like if we're...
we need to get...
We may have to start researching.
Okay. Hey, if you guys came for anything done right, yeah, you're on the wrong show.
Yeah, yeah, no. And if anybody, if you're out there and you can find us that quote and call in and let us know, like, what it is, you know, either on this show or in a show in the future. What did Mother Teresa say? We'll look it up. I'll Google it while you're interviewing Lori.
I can't even talk. That's so dumb.
We got to bring Lori out. Like,
okay, I think it's time. Can
we make our
can't
point?
Even breathe.
It's like when you fight against things, like what you resist persists. So basically, it's like obviously there's a lot of crazy and things that go on that are looked at as an unfairness in this reality. And you know, when you start doing consciousness work, you start to see the gift that you got to start to see the universe has your back. And I know some situations might look crazy, and at some point you can see the contribution that each being that has chosen to do and be and say and whatever they are being here, you can see the contribution when you zoom way out, you see the contribution that they were to the whole. So everything's in choice, everyone's in choice, and you know, what else is possible in that? But let's bring Lori out. That's a deep...
That was brilliant. Deep. You just brought us right out of that. Thanks, Sarah.
Yeah.
Yeah, bring her out. Lori Scott.
Okay, hold on. Let me get her. Hang on, I got it. Hey, Lori. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. You're doing
what's
awesome.
Up,
yeah, you're awesome. What a great show. Thank you for inviting me.
Hey, Lori, do you know what Mother Teresa says?
I don't know anything about Mother Teresa, actually.
Oh,
I have Lori. I have you, wait.
I had
question.
To be.
I have the,
yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. The first question that I ask everybody when they come on the show up show is, Lori, what are you showing up for in the world today?
Nice question. I was sitting here this morning. Actually, this is really cool. I had a friend from Monaco called me this morning, and so I was sitting here, and I'm showing up to be me, and I'm showing up to show up how I showed up in Monaco. When I was in Monaco, it was a magical space, so I'm showing up in the world to continue that in here and wherever I be.
Wow. You know what? I'm not sure what questions you had, Donna, but like that.
Yeah,
okay, because I have an idea, but that was awesome.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I want to hear more about Monaco and more about, like, you know, that. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's get started with a little bit of introduction and So. So you guys know Tara and I, and if you don't listen to the archives, and you can find out more information about Tara and myself. And today we have Lori Scott, who is a travel adventurer, I would say extraordinaire. And I met you, Lori, you were blowing through Colorado, but you're kind of everywhere. I think you were also just coming out of New Mexico, and since then you've been in Australia, you've been in Bali, you've been to the Gili Islands, and you and I have like I've been finding out more about you, you've traveled everywhere. And when you do travel, you do it really differently than what most people do, which is go visit a place. When you go somewhere, you go be the place for like an extended amount of time, which is sort of unheard of in this reality. Cause it's like, how do you deal with money? How do you make that work? And so, because as you heard in the beginning, like travel creates the sense of magic in this space. And I know that you're a magical being. And you and I have teamed up to create Earth University, which is about that magic of adventure. I really just wanted to talk to you today about that. Like, so Lori, what's up? Like, how do you do it? Where have you been? Like, what do you want to say about travel?
Thank you. You have nailed it perfectly. When the way I do things isn't how most people do it, and I can go back. It just jets me right back to when I was 18. I had the call. I just get a call, or something pushes me, and I ended up going down into the Grand Canyon at 18, 19 years old, and talk about a magical place. That's one of the most magical portal, deepest. The exposed rock in the Grand Canyon is 2 billion years old. So that was the beginning of my calling. I went and did it, and then came back, and there was no logical reason behind it. It was just I had to do it. And then later in life, it was again came, you know, it's time, I have to go do this. So I ended up, I went to Costa Rica for a while. And
wait, what does a while mean? Like, who does that? Like, what, first of all, what does a while mean?
I was in
your
Costa Rica
world.
For 3 months, and I was looking to start a life in Costa Rica, and you know, and that was about 6 years ago. And I was looking at that time. My background had been in food service and the hospitality business and restaurant business. So I was looking to open a little hotel in Costa Rica, and then it didn't come together. But I find that fascinating. So I was jetting around Costa Rica on my own, and I was on a coastal line. It's further south than Arenal, on the volcano. And then I was in the Osa Peninsula, then I was in the mountains, then I went to the Golden Coast, which is where Tamarindo is, and there's a lot of Americans there. It's about an hour and a half from Arenal, where I believe the access area will be, with that reference. So I find that fascinating.
El lugar.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. I find that fascinating. I was looking for something in Costa Rica. Oh, and the jungles in the southern part of near the Osa Peninsula is very remote yet. It's very wild. And I was standing on the beach looking at this jungle, and it's just so alive. I didn't have that awareness. It was actually a little overwhelming and scary. And what I realize now is how much energy was coming to, and I didn't have the awareness to receive it. So it's just massive. And the first night I got to this area in Costa Rica.
Wait, Lori, can I stop you? I just want to slow the story down just a little bit for our listeners, because the target today is like, the question really for today's show is like, what if the show could really inspire and ignite your sense of adventure and your travel adventure? So if you're listening today, A, we have a chat room, and you can pop in there and ask questions. And I'm sure any of the three of us would love to address your questions around that. And what are you, listeners? What are you looking for? What do you require to be ignited to have the sense of adventure that both Sarah and Lori are talking about, where you just sort of step out there? And what I love about your story, Lori, is that you went down to Costa Rica and you were there for 3 months. Like that, you know, most people do a vacation. It's a week, it's 2 weeks. But you just go down there and like 3 months later. But the thing that really strikes me as you're speaking is your incredible communion with the earth. Like what I'm hearing you talk about is the planet, like, the, you know, the fault lines and the volcano and the jungle. And so it's like, how much communion do you actually have with the earth? And what if the earth is actually begging us all to have that sense of adventure and wonder, to really contribute by being in different places? And I heard two people, somebody posted on Facebook, I can't remember who it was, like, somebody was posting, like, you know, what if the earth could, you know, how it communicates? You know, I don't know if you guys have seen those things where they play tree trunks and the sound that comes out of it. And it's like, what if the earth is communicating with you all the time? What would it take for you to actually hear what it's asking you for? And maybe what it's asking you for is to step into the sense of adventure that Laura is talking about, where you really just be with the planet in different places. So I'm sorry to slow you down, but I just really wanted to point that out. So for our listeners, what is the earth asking of you? And what if you didn't have to resist it? The earth was like, hey, it's time for you to go somewhere else. You could just easily, you know, allow all of your possessions or all of the stuff in your world to find things to take care of it for a while so that you can be the contribution that the earth is truly begging for. And Terry, you said that you had an idea about this. Like, what were you thinking?
Oh, me? My idea for it was I actually lost it. I don't come back though. I had this idea of talking about you know how in like talking about people like taking vacations and then having the experience of their vacation. And it's not really a vacation, right? When you do a transformational outing, it's like you go through all these transformations and then coming back to the real world and keeping that vibe alive, you know, in the rest of your life and having it permeate out, having the experience and the energy from that experience permeate out into the rest of your life. That's what my idea was about, like, oh, we should be able to go there. But I think, you know, where we're going is pretty cool, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to announce something just to make sure, because I'm really not sure how this whole thing works, but the on-air stream here on the Blog Talk says that we have 2 minutes left, and I just want to acknowledge that we're going to keep going, and it's going to keep recording. So if the stream ends out there and you're listening in live, just hit it, jump back on. Check it out again and check out the recording, because it's going to be a lot longer and we're going to keep going with Lori and have this amazing conversation. So I just wanted to acknowledge that.
Thanks.
Go ahead.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. So Lori, your sense of adventure, like, what is it like in your life that keeps you inspired to keep on moving? I'm curious with both of you guys, like, what inspires you to stay in communion with the earth and to continually press forward and press the edges on what's possible and really press the edges on, like, how you can really truly be that sense of magic?
There's an innateness, and when it comes up, I don't fight it. I allow it, and I go with it.
So it's like following the energy. If something shows up, there's like all the reasons, blah, 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 and you just go, nope, I'm having it, and you just step forward?
Yes, and it doesn't mean there isn't trepidation or fear about it. You know, I get nervous, but it doesn't stop me. It's not like I'm a Zen master, but you just, it when, with that said, there is also a piece that is a Zen master, because these things just continue to unfold. And this piece I think is the most valuable that I'd like to share is when you are in the energy or the when I would say, well, I wonder how this is going to work out. I wonder where I go next. So it was a softness of wonder is the word I use. And that's when it could open up, that if you hold on too tightly and the mind gets a hold of it, like, oh, what am I going to do? Then it doesn't unfold as easily. It will still. But when you are in the, and I would literally say to myself, I'm having an adventure. And then I would go, well, I wonder how this is going to work out, and let it go. And the next thing would be more magical than I could ever imagine would show up.
So it keeps getting better. Hey, I don't want, I just want to check in, Tara. Are we live? Should we, what's going on right now?
The stream is off, so we're not live, but we are recording. So it's just recording, and when we decide to end the episode, that's when it'll stop recording.
Okay.
And it'll be playing. It'll play a full episode for anybody who
listens to the archive
in the future. Yeah, yeah.
Should we go back? Should we come back on, or should we stay the way we are?
I'm not sure how to stop and go.
So yeah,
there's not an option to put it out live from here at this point.
Okay. Cool.
I say we just keep going and keep having this conversation.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Just wanted to check.
Yep.
Yeah.
Techie questions. You good?
Yeah, so I personally have not traveled very much in my life. There's been something about that. Like when I was a small child, I think I made some decisions about, I just bought into that fear that Tara was talking about or something. And but I did live, when I was just out of high school, I moved to Omaha, and it was the most magical time of my life, not knowing anyone, not having a point of view. There was so much magic over the couple of years. And it's just been in the last year or two that I've picked up travel again. And, God, it's so exciting. Oh, my God, it's just so exciting to just hop on a plane and not have anything but, like, my bag of stuff to, like, really worry about or take care of. It's just so – there's so much sense of freedom in that. And for our listeners, if you're a person that's really – like, if you're, like – if you come from a background like I do where it's, like, I don't deserve to travel. I'm too afraid to travel. I won't fit in. I won't know how to deal. It's like whatever stories I had about that, like what if that's actually changeable? And what if you could start to actually trust you? Like what if you're an infinite being and you totally could have your own back? And you could start to trust that you will pave the way and that all the people, like Tara said, that are going to be really kind and amazing are just going to show up to like really care for you. And I feel really lucky because in my life over the last couple of years, like a lot of the people that choose Access Consciousness are opening up these possibilities for travel that I thought was meant for, I don't know, really special people, really unique people, stars, famous people, you know. But there's a lot of people in Access who have this gypsy lifestyle, and they just move around, and it's just this really fast-paced, exciting lifestyle. And so I'm surrounded by people, and my Facebook feed is filled by people who are like, oh, my God, I was in Texas. Okay, now I'm in Sweden. Okay, now, you know, they're just all over the world. And I'm so grateful for the people that are, you know, like both of you guys and so many other people who are paving the way. And Lori, I think maybe we could talk a little bit about Earth University and some of the targets with that. And some of our, like, you know, I'll just say, like, Earth University is a travel, not really a travel company, but because it's different. It's like what Lori's talking about, the adventure. And it's about really rejuvenating, you know, playfulness, you know, unwinding and exploring the planet and including your body and all of that. But we have a couple of brother companies that are all a little bit connected. So Brooks Brothers is our friend Lucas Brooks, and we've worked with him in the past, and he's just, I'm just watching right now as he's boarding a plane for Mexico, and he's taking a group of people down there. Our other friend Matt Boxler and Conscious Adventure Tours, they are just exploding in Australia right now, and I want to just express personally my gratitude for companies like that and people like that who are offering these opportunities for you to hop on board, join a team of people, and go somewhere into the adventure. And so, Laura, do you want to talk a little bit about Earth University or
sure.
any of that?
Sure. And Earth University, we did, Donna and I had the call and we did answer it. There was an Earth University trip to Bali in September, October of 2014. And that is the time to go to Bali, the off seasons. It was just spectacular. The weather was perfect. There's not a lot of traffic there. And I was out in, I was again on the base of another volcano. And there is this gentleness to the land, and I was definitely connecting to the land. So that's on our docket to create another trip and other trips that where the land will support and you have the space to commune, to actually touch in. It's like a grounding, but it's different. It's even more of a conscious, it's more of a personal one-on-one with the earth. And I know we're very used to the word grounding, but there is something different about this. It's more of a one-on-one. It's really hearing, knowing.
It's an expansion.
And actually, you know, now that I think about it, I did have that experience in the Grand Canyon, and I didn't realize what it was, and now this brings me back to, there is an alive consciousness to the planet that is far more vast than we've been led to believe, and that's what's opening
right.
up. That's what's opening up for people who are having much more interaction now with the planet, and that's so cool, and I'm really excited to have Earth University be one of the forerunners of opening that up for people, that our trips aren't just about going on a vacation. And just like Tara had just brought to the forefront, and there's a whole energy of going on a trip and have it come back and permeate the rest of your life and give you the experiences that will change your trajectory just a slight amount so that life can be easier, can be more in that adventure of wonder and childlike awe at all times.
It is this expansion that includes your body and the planet, and actually it includes everyone and everything, and that's what the trips are targeting. So we're actually, and Tara's been kind of in on this, we're actually looking at South Africa. Tara and I went on the Consciously Crazy Chicks radio show, and they're out of South Africa, and we've been toying around with that idea. So we don't have our next trip scheduled, but we've got a couple of ideas that we're toying with. If you want to know more about Earth University, just hop on Google and search Earth University. It's spelled YOUNIVERSITY. So Earth University. You just do a Google search, and you can find videos. You can find our Facebook. You can find our website, and definitely get in touch if you have questions or you want to contribute or be a part of our next trip, which is unscheduled at this point. But keep in touch; it'll be there. I think, Lori, what else do you have? Do you want to like take a couple minutes to talk about what you have going on in your world and how people can get in touch with you, and then we'll kind of wrap this. We'll start wrapping it.
Sure. I have launched my new website, which is living-in-magic.com, and I'm excited about that. And last night, I had my first call for one of the things that wanted to be created this year. I always look at what wants to be created, and I am the facilitator of what wants to be born is how I look at these things, and it's called the Carousel of Consciousness Club. Yay! And it's
otherwise.
Go ahead.
In short, the acronym is COCC. COCC.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And it's going to be. It is a synergy of energy where people can get together and play in life as a merry-go-round. And when those moments in life turns into a scary roller coaster ride, that there's a community around you that can support you and we soften the ride. And I want to play with cotton candy and merry-go-round music, and that, and then also let it morph and follow what's happening in the world, happening in each other's world. And our first call last night, I brought up a subject, and sure enough, the other couple other people in the call had already had that sense, like, oh, yeah, I just had that sense about that. So, yeah, it's funny you should bring that up. So that's the kind of thing. And then take be like a mastermind meeting a spiritual mind and seeing what we can morph and change for on an individual basis.
That's beautiful,
and
Lori.
For the community, communion.
That is beautiful. Yeah, so if people want to join your cock club, carousel of if anybody wants to join Lori's club, just find her again at living-in-magic, and you can find out more information about that there. And if you want to know about Earth University, again, it's Earth, Y-O-U, University. Just look it up on Google. Lori, thank you so much for coming, and also
You're
just
welcome.
For being. I'm so, so, so grateful for your friendship. You're amazing. I highly recommend. Lori does private sessions, too. She works on bodies, and I highly recommend, highly. Oh, go ahead.
I totally forgot to ask you about Monaco, what living there was like. We got to... Maybe you had to come back or something.
Yeah, exactly. We can
or
get to Monaco.
Can I ask you, what was that like? Like, what was it? Because I visited Monaco, and I was a lot younger, and I remember standing there like, I'm coming back here. I don't care what it takes. I will come back here. I loved it. Like, they had police officers for like every little thing. It was like there's the garden police, they were all different colors. I remember it was just really neat the way that the country was set up. And is it true you can get your hair done as like a government service? It's like free to go and get your hair done.
So with Monaco, I had the honor of living in the French Riviera for 2.5 years. And the whole entire time, Tara, I was laughing at myself because I was just walking around smiling and laughing, and people said, oh, Lori's always smiling. And I was actually laughing at myself because I was like, oh, my God, I am living in Monaco, the richest place in the world.
Yeah.
And it was total, it was totally, everything was provided for me. Even though my mind was trying to figure out, it was such an experience of like, okay, I think this is how it's going to work out. And it didn't, but it always worked out. And when, as I had said earlier, if you're in it was the energy of, I would actually say to people, I'm on adventure. And people would go, okay. And it just kept unfolding. And Monaco has this place, it's a nurturing feminine place. It's like the Grand Dam of the French Riviera, whereas Saint-Tropez is the snappy young jet-setter, cocky kid. Monaco is the nurturing mother. So I was on my own. I was talking about pushing that edge. I was on my own. I didn't speak French, and I didn't have any money. And I was like, ooh, good job. You got yourself out there now. And it completely kept rolling along. And it was the gardens of Monaco. I spent a lot of time in the Monte Carlo, is a grand casino square. And I would just, where the gardens that Princess Grace started.
Grace Kelly is a princess there, right? I mean, how awesome was that? But,
Monaco is like a totally, it sounds like a totally amazing Maybe we should. Maybe that's our next trip, Lori. Maybe we'll do a Monaco.
We need to go
trip.
To Monaco.
Monaco.
Okay.
I know exactly.
Monaco.
The French Riviera.
Yeah.
The whole entire French Riviera. I mean, I know which stops to get off of.
Yeah.
I mean, I know
I
the
love it.
I know
Nice
all the little
and,
back beaches and these
and
places.
Ez, the town of Ez.
Ez. Menton is in French, is in France. Italy
cool.
is 45
Versailles.
Minutes away. Ventimiglia.
Yeah.
But there's these little rock baroons. There's these little beaches that are hidden away that you have to be a local to know of. Sure, we can go to...
Oh, really awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Okay. We got to get going.
I'm so sorry.
Like,
before we leave, though, this is how cool is this? I'm still on the mailing list from Monaco. And I just got that there's an access facilitator is having a bars class in Monaco in February, and I was so proud of her. There's the first bar
cool.
I'm hitting.
Bars
yeah.
in Monaco,
well,
that would be beautiful. In the gardens, that would be freaking beautiful. I would love to do that.
Yeah.
What would
okay,
it be?
And
okay.
We have, Lori, we have a bars class in Las Cruces. I forgot to mention
yep.
that. That's coming up in like the last weekend of February. So if you're listening and you'd like to go to Las Cruces, New Mexico, I can't
it's
stop
the
laughing.
South of, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's the south
yeah.
It's the south of America. Yeah. Yeah, so that's right. We are, Donna and I, working together. We do kick ass on stuff. So we will be in, she's joining me in Las Cruces, New Mexico, which is right outside of El Paso, and south of Albuquerque.
Sorry.
Love you guys.
Oh, shit. It's a giggle fest. Okay. All right. We got to wrap this up.
Cool.
I have a photo
okay.
shoot in like 10 minutes that I have to get to. Love you, Lori.
Love you.
Find out more about her online. We'll talk to you soon, honey pie.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye, Lori.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, all right. So, let's see here. Tara.
Yes.
You're awesome.
Yeah, I know.
So, let's see. We're just laughing for no good reason. Just because we're alive. It's fun to laugh.
Yes.
And yeah.
Yeah.
So, travel inspiration. So, listeners, we hope we have inspired you to consider and start listening to what the planet is actually speaking to you through your body, with the bodies around you, with all the molecules around you. What is the planet asking of you today? And if you started asking, where and when would my body like to be, what kind of doors would that open for you in terms of maybe letting go of everything that you think is comfortable that's actually stifling the magic that you truly be? So thank you for joining us today on this weird, weird episode, and hopefully it'll get even weirder than this. And Tara, dude, what?
Yeah.
So I just spent a whole show promoing for myself. Ha-ha, Earth University.
How does
and,
it get any better?
Las Cruces. Yeah, so what do you got coming up, girl? What's you got some, dude, you're doing something amazing. What's coming up, dude?
I have on this Saturday, I'm doing a call. It's a call on creation, and it's like, what if it's called In Creation Of. And I noticed that, like, what if we're always in creation of whatever's showing up for us? And I've noticed mm-hmm. that some of the coolest things are coming into fruition that I remember asking for as a kid. So
yeah.
I'll be like, something will come up and I'll be like, oh my God, I had a dream of being able, you know, it's like, I always wanted to be able to, you know, channel. I remember reading a book about, like, you know, the other side, and I was like, I wonder what it'd be like to do this, and oh, now I'm doing it. And it's like, you know, it's like, I'm just noticing that there's a lot of, as these really cool experiences come up, I'm just like, what if we were always in creation of, and it's just our point of view that we have about it on whether or not we actually get to actualize it. So my, you know, my call on Saturday is going to be all about, it's in creation of, we're going to be talking about, we're going to be clearing away some of the things that may get in the way of you taking action and stepping out and stepping in out into the world, doing that thing that you've always wanted to do. We're going to be running clearings on that. We're going to be talking about that space. Like, what if there's a space of awareness that you be, or there's a space that you're in when you're in this, and you can just know it, and you're like, oh, this is my creative space or whatever. So I'm gonna be kind of guiding everybody to get to know that space and for them, for what that is for you. And then a whole bunch of other stuff, whatever else wants to be spoken about it on that call, we'll go there, because we're always in creation of our bodies, our money, our relationships, like the next, whatever's going on. So it can go anywhere. And that's awesome. Tomorrow on Thursday, there's a free telecall. It's myself and another entrepreneur. We're going to be speaking about what is your business requiring from you, and nurturing the soul of your business, actually relating to your business as an entity in and of itself. And that's free. That's going to be promoted. All of this is going to be promoted on Facebook. You can find me at Tara Taglianti. Just add me. But give me a message so that I know that you're not one of those people that just wants to add me to post pictures of sunglasses and stuff like that, because I have to delete those people. It's just, you know, delete. It's like, I want to make sure you're a person. So just throw me a message first. Let me know that you found me on the Show Up Show. And then at the, you know, again, I got stuff coming up in South Florida at the end of this month, and it's my first workshop about the energetics of business and actually relating to your business as an entity. And there's things that there's ways that you can actually communicate with it and have it be able to. It's like, what if your business really does desire to contribute to you in ways that you could not even imagine? And so we're going to be tapping into some of that magic in this workshop at the end of the month. Actually, February 1st is going to be that workshop. And the whole weekend is called Decide to Rise. And you can find all this stuff out on Facebook. And if you add yourself to my email list, there should be a link at the bottom on the blog talk list, where you can click there, add yourself to my email list, or get in touch with me. That's all I gotta say. And I think,
yeah,
I
and Tara,
feel I'm, like I've been talking forever here.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, so I say that I was on Tara's last. She's got the target of having a monthly call similar to Lori, with a totally different facilitation style, and I highly recommend both of them. But Tara, I was on your last call, and it was on the topic of money, which is something I'd like I'd like to have a show addressing money at some point, but it was brilliant. It changed my life. And if you're a person listening and you don't think it's possible to have your life totally change in a few minutes, like, what if it is possible? What if you could, like, go pop on Tara's show and really get the sense that you're actually creating your life? Even the uncomfortable stuff. It's like, if you would start to acknowledge what you're creating that's not what you truly desire, and you would step into to all the facilitation that Tara can gift you in terms of, like, stepping into creating what you would like to see in the world. Because just because what's showing up here now doesn't seem like it's everything you want, it's like, what if you could keep asking and receiving? And I just want to say this about it, and I think we'll wrap the show. I made a video about a month ago on YouTube about, you know, about that very topic. Like, just because some things in my life are not what I'd like it to be, what if ask and receive truly works? And I started asking for what I want. And I said in this video, I said, really what I want is magic. I want to be on the bow of a sailboat, looking over at the sparkles that occur on, you know, on the ocean, on the water. And dude, I am hopping on a plane at 7:25 tomorrow, headed to San Diego to stay on, like, a peninsula island place. And I'm going to be on a houseboat for like a week, and I'm going to be sitting on the bow of the boat. And what's really interesting is, like, it didn't even click that I asked for it a month ago, and now it's showing up. And I didn't even try to force it to show up. It just happened with ease, like, overnight. And I didn't have to, like, control it in the traditional sense of control, but it's like, what if ask and receive works? And would you step into receiving the facilitation that the Show Up Show is offering you all the time? We have, and I'll say this too, because I'm long-winded today, apparently. We have, Tara and I have been talking about February.
February is
going to be awesome. We're, like, lining up some amazing guests. They don't know that they're coming yet because we haven't talked to them, but we have, we're going to be having an irreverent relationship February month. It seems like. I mean, and that might change.
Yes.
It changed a lot. But anyway, we should wrap it, girl. Anything else you want to say before we close her up?
No, I think it's good. Everybody, thank you for showing up. And call in. Tell us what you're showing up for in the world. There's a lot that we got to, Donna, we got to have a planning meeting. But it's like, love you all, and we'll see you next week. I'm going to play this lovely outro tune. Here we go. Bye.